Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
What's Jablin' Jables? It's episode 509 of Overseas Connection podcast. Have you ever listened to the Overseas Connection podcast?
Never.
Ever.
It's all right, you know, it's not too bad. Last year was 2019. Sorry, that last year was 2018, which means it's now 2019, which means we've got to predict the future, guys. We've got to combine our gaming wisdom, right? Because we've all got our finger to the pulse of this video game industry, so we know what's coming.
I think we can.
You know, Discord.
All
Discord
of our wisdom will be down on the back of one business card. So
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, in size 50 font. So we've got four of us together tonight to talk about our 2019 video game predictions. We're gonna go over our 2018s, see where we fell over, and just, you know, say hello, do the usual stuff. So, first of all, I'm Richard, gamertag Rich Webster, because I'm a grown up now. Changed.
Oh, that's right. Sure. Happy birthday. And live for a change.
33 years old.
Motherfucker.
I know.
Ancient.
I know. Never been kissed. Hey.
That's not true. I kissed
Well, that's true. Never been kissed except by Robbie. So, let's just go around the table, just introduce ourselves. Who have we got on the left there from Northern Ireland? Who's that?
That would be me. It's Bongo the Sane. I am Robin Tate. I am in Ballymena in Northern Ireland. Hello there. Happy New Year, everybody, again. And I'm spinning the decks tonight, so I'm in the background doing things. Sadly, Mark had a penile implant that went very wrong and he took an infection this afternoon and he couldn't quite make it. Greg DeLacy really, really just couldn't be arsed. He's actually at home at the moment or in a bar watching sport. Like, what? Priorities, DeLacy? Phil,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if you want to call this a sport today, but we'll give it a shot.
Phil Olsen is at home polishing his head, you know. So, and Nicole is out just writing down names and kicking ass. So
rodeo, I thought. I had rodeo. Something about rodeo.
At Bongo the Sane, you'll get me at bongosbits.com and all those sorts of places. So, I predict there'll be a riot.
I get the reference. I understood that one. who's that with the beard? The male one?
Yeah. The one that says Gamer Girl under his name? That's me.
The male bearded Juventus shirt wearing guy.
Ah, Juventus, yes. Juve. What's going on? It's Scary D Police. It's the real Defo. How are y'all today? I'm glad I'm here because I didn't get picked on. It could have gone really bad when Robin was talking about the folks that aren't here, because last week when I wasn't here,
Oh, yeah. We get stuck. Oh,
my God. Shivers. So yeah, things are rocking. It's a predictive type day, isn't it?
A little bit. Not gonna lie. It's a little bit of a predictive day. 2019. How's 29 treating you so far, Kim? And who are you?
I'm at GamerGirl 27. That's pretty much everywhere. And it dropped a shitload of snow on us, so I'm not real happy with 2019 right at the moment. But yeah, I guess it could be worse.
Could be. They had avalanches in Central Europe.
Ooh.
I know.
Thank God.
Avalanches. I know. Yeah, we had a bit of drizzle before. Yeah. A little bit of rain. So, one of them. 2019 video game predictions. So, we do this every year, I think. We've been doing it for like the last 5 years. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years or whatever. We're just going to go through our Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, and then some other bullshit. And just see what's what. But first of all, we need to get a few things out the way. Just, you know, a bit of admin. We need to give a few shout-outs to a few various sections of the place. That is the Overseas Connection. So first of all, we want to say big thanks to the OC D&D podcast, which is Dungeons & Dragons, for those who actually had sex growing up. OCD&D is doing really well. People seem to like it.
I think
it.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really fun. I don't know if anyone's played D&D. It's a little bit awkward at first because it's like I'm supposed to pretend verbally that I'm this person. it's a bit weird, but it's really fun. So we do an episode. I think third episode was last night, was it? Or was it the fourth one?
Third one.
We vanquished a giant spider. And I used all my health potions. I've still got my monocle. I'm a giant rat. And so, yeah, we haven't got a regular schedule for the OCD&D. We do stream it, and it's on the podcast feed if you want to listen to it. Phil hosts it. He's the Dungeon Master, or DM, as the kids say. So just check it out if you haven't already. People seem to enjoy it.
I was sitting out here last night playing a few games, right, while you were on doing this. I watched a bit in the house, and about an hour later, I came back out, and you were still at it. Now, I gotta say, the graphics were fucking shite. there wasn't lots of peas there, so it was all in your imagination. I was amazed how long you were. I think the email I got in to say it was your successful stream, it was about 2 hours, 40 minutes, or something like that, there your stream was.
Yep.
Something like that.
It looked like you were climbing up a cliff or something.
Yep.
And there were snakes and spiders and these dice that roll on the screen, so you all see that board, and then there's a stat screen. It looks very, very technical. It looks, I don't know. Maybe I don't understand what's going on. It seems very slow. Am I right to say it seems very slow, or is it?
Yeah, I mean a little
exciting.
It's slow, but it is exciting when. I'll give you an example when it's quite exciting. Is say you're like, I've got hardly any health left. It's exactly like it would be in a video game. So you've got hardly any health left, and you throw an attack at an enemy and you miss.
Right.
And then it's what happens next. So Phil decides, like, do you get poisoned? Do you fall down the cliff, for example? So like Greg fell down twice.
Yeah, and somebody had a rope to pull you up again, or you know, it's all like you invent this stuff. So, does Phil have a story that he is following, or is he a guideline, or does he make this stuff up as he goes along?
Yeah, he's got a few story. I don't know what they're called in D&D terminology, but he does have like some campaigns that we're going through. He's told us not to look up any campaigns because of spoilers.
Okay.
So he's got a proper story, but yeah, basically we have like items like you would in a role playing game. So we have like an inventory. I've got a rope. I think we might all have a rope. I'm not sure. We have health potions in our inventory. We have a stats screen. But basically the way it works is if you can do it in the real world, you can do it in D&D. So we had to scale that mountain or that cliff edge. And we just said, like, why don't one at a time we go up and then throw a rope down? And because that's within the realm of reality, because that can actually be done. It's possible. Obviously, there's other things in D&D like magic and that. So it's just whatever makes sense. The rules are just really there for you to just play with.
See, I was having great fun in the chat. There was a lot of people watching. I think there was like a dozen people in there watching this at one stage. And I was having lots of chat fun with them, Phil's wife. I mean, it was quite disturbing because I really wanted Phil to have a cloak on or something, like a wizardy cloak.
He needs a wizard hat, maybe. Does he have a wizard hat?
Yeah, so he was like the real dungeon master, or at least a shaved head. Oh, right. But I was thinking that, you know, his good lady wife could, you make a jacket out of felt and have the pattern up, and that could be on her online store, seeing she's the queen of felt. You know, but I think he has to work on that for next time, just to get into it. Maybe you should all be dressed up as elves and... I mean, Kim, you're never short of ears and stuff like that there around the place. So,
well, sure, yeah.
You know, so you, maybe you can work on that, get more into it.
I'll take a LARP online course on Audible and learn how to do it properly. Hmm. All this role play shit.
Cool. So I'm here.
Yeah. Shout out to the D&D folks. Was it someone's birthday? Or am I miss?
It was yours, right?
No, our good friend... Mike Chin's brother.
Oh, yeah.
The real Chin.
The real Chin.
I miss ginger balls. I like it, but
he proposed.
Peter is his Christian name.
He proposed to his wife. It's not his wife. he proposed to one of his wives.
That's
and this other wife, who is doesn't really know that he has several other wives, and he's from Utah. But he had proposed to Shell, and this one has also said yes. So, Pete, congratulations. What a way to start 2019, the first day of the rest of the end of your life. So congratulations on that one. And don't
let him know that.
Yeah, no.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
I'm married 22 years this year. Is it 23? I have no idea.
I'll be 21 this year.
Yeah, and do you know what, Gary? It went like that.
It did, right?
Really? You know, in 10 days' time, I have a birthday coming up. Mm-hmm.
Are you 50 this year too?
Yeah, 10 days.
Yep, like me.
Wow.
And that's shocking because I still have the mind of I can't say a 20-year-old anymore, but
48.
At least 25 to, you know, 30-year-old, you know, somebody, you know, but I don't feel like I'm 50.
Robin, you should come to New York. We're having a big 50th birthday party with like five friends and it's going to be a riot. All of us 69ers.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Don't be scared.
I believe I was told this week I'm going away for a few days to. It's not one of the cities, but it's not New York. I'm going to London, I believe, for a few days.
Nice.
I'm be taking
that. Well, I'm going to invite you anyway when we have this party.
Yeah, you do that. It's only a flight. Right. It's only a wee flight away.
It's close.
Yeah,
a couple of minutes.
I'm gonna
SpaceX 30 minutes. There you go.
I'm on for that. Okay, so that's that.
Any other shout-outs did we have for anybody before we carry on?
Just...
Oh, wait, Robin, you got
Mark Hedick. Greg, potential Hedick. Yeah.
Sorry about those chargers there, Tank Top.
Fail boat. Okay.
I tell you what, we did get an iTunes review, didn't we?
Oh, that's right,
we did.
Let me just go on the WhatsApp.
Oh, yeah, that was Gunslinger. Yeah, okay. While you're looking that up.
That was my alternate login for the UK.
So I have a sealed envelope here that I've just opened from the crypt.
Oh, dear.
Of our predictions from 2018. And we're going to go through some of the members of the show that aren't here tonight. Phil and Greg and Mark have put their predictions in. So we're going to go sort of round those and then get to our own through Sony, Nintendo, Microsoft, and just a general one as well. And when we go through the first one here, we will tick off last year's and have a laugh at some of those there, and see if anybody gets any points or not from last year. So I think that's what we'll do. So who was the review from? It was Gunslinger, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a guy called Gunslinger. I'm assuming people know who he is. I haven't got a fucking clue.
Good lad.
I don't know who this fellow is. I've never met him. He's amazing. Apparently, he's amazing.
He's a sick lord. I aspire to be like him.
That's just cleaning my glasses, right? Okay, so I'm going to read this review. It's lovely. It's actually 5 stars, which is 4 more stars than we deserve. But
probably.
Thanks, mate. He says, "Where's he from? Anyone know?"
Gunslinger's UK.
UK iTunes, right? So we'll say UK somewhere.
UK, okay.
UK, so, okay.
UK, okay. So he says. Right, he says, "Hey guys, rarely do I use an Apple device these days, but I broke out the old iPad," so he's going retro, "so I could finally give you a review. Let's see how long it takes someone to check." Well, it only took 4 weeks, so it's not really that long. Nope. Fantastic podcast. Anyone who enjoys gaming of any variety will get a kick out of this show. The discussions are plentiful, and the quizzes are hilarious."
Yeah, that's why we don't have one this week.
Yeah. We skipped it.
That's hilarious.
"All the co-hosts have their own distinct personality and each bring something to the table."
I don't.
"Safe to say this show is a staple of my podcasting week. I watch live when I can, but even just the audio is a great listen. So to anyone who reads this, check it out." So yeah, if anyone else wants to listen, you can subscribe, $4.99 a month. Subscribe to anything, really. Ours is free. You don't have to pay for us. Well, I recommend Ben Shapiro show. It's pretty good. Anyway, no politics.
Let's just build a wall around that, okay, and move on.
Build a wall. Young Turks as well, you know, make the balance. I don't know. So, predictions. Shall we do the 2018s first?
No, if you want, yeah. Well, no, who's first? Phil is on the list first. So, So let's do Phil's Microsoft ones, and then I'll do his Microsoft ones from last year.
Okie dokie. Okay. So Phil Olson for Microsoft, his predictions for 2019 go as follows. So number one, he says the Xbox Discless goes on sale. So that's the rumored cloud device that we've been hearing about.
Dickless Xbox.
Dickless.
I was waiting for that one.
It sure did look like that, didn't it?
Did.
Phil.
Number two, Project X is released, allowing me to finally play on my iPad and then realize it's not practical. So that's the cloud gaming service. Which works on any device, apparently, so we're told.
Mm.
So we'll see. And number three, he says Minecraft 4K version finally released, getting everyone in the Overseas Connection community to play it again. So,
all right. Well, I think the first one is a really good call. I think the diskless thing is going to happen sometime this year. In fact, I think that's one of the things I have down as well. I think it kind of makes sense. Yeah. I could live dickless. That man has no dick. It's true. That man has no dick. The majority, well, not the majority. I mean, you think about it 5, 6, 7 years ago, there's no way. We have to have our discs. We like the smell of a new box, blah, blah, blah. But now we're lazy bastards and won't put a disc in the machine. So I think there's not everybody, not for everybody, but I, for one, could, if I wanted a wee cheap machine that was $50 less, because I'm sure that's all the cost of a Blu-ray player in one of these machines. Yeah, great. It'll not be a machine that I'll buy, unless you're buying it for the kids and you game shared. I mean, it would be lovely if they game shared not just to one family member, but to two family members. That would be lovely, or three, mm-hmm. You know, so I could an Xbox in the kids' rooms. But yeah, I think that's a good call. Project X and the iPads. Yeah, okay, yeah. I think all that sort of stuff's coming, isn't it? Game sharing stuff and all over.
I think so, yeah.
And I don't think Minecraft 4K. If it comes, it comes. But there is a new Minecraft adventure game sort of thing coming soon. But I think Minecraft will just be iterative? Iterative, yeah, that one. It'll just get better and better.
It's going to be dickless.
And the 4K comes. If 4K comes, 4K comes. I mean, for example, CES was on in Las Vegas this week. And there's one thing at it, which was 4K, that I want. I want it now. It's by LG. If you haven't seen it, it's friggin' awesome. It's a 65-inch TV, 4K, and it rolls up. So it's in a lovely little box. If you know the white things in my sunroom that my projector comes down in front of, well, it's about that. It's inside, and then inside is a Dolby Atmos speaker system, and you press a button, and up comes this 4K 65-inch TV, and it rolls back down in again. It's class. OLEDs.
I like that.
Just awesome piece of kit. Available later on this year. And I would get rid of my projector in another room and do that. Whoa. So 4K, I think, is just something that'll be around. It's just all your TVs.
Robin just cheaper. Got a hard-on over a TV.
I did. Things will just
be... It's like they started... Didn't they show 8K at CES,
So, I mean, you know, all this 4K, 1080p, it's all... And then eventually it all gets cheaper, and we all end up just if you have to buy a TV. I mean, you couldn't buy anything less than a 1080p TV now, even the cheap ones. So I think games will get that way probably too. Okay, so what did he say last year? Okay, so keep this moving. Phil in 2018 said VR compatibility is finally released with Oculus. Price drop in both the 1S to £150 and the X1X by £150. Did that happen? No, an Xbox One was still £199, wasn't it? Or did it come to £150? Don't know. And the Xbox announced a dickless version. Back then, Phil was on the case and it still hasn't happened. So, there you are. No points for last year. Well, we'll see what happens next year. No point. And do you know what? Apart from, Oculus, you want your dickless. You want it to be dickless. All right. Who's going to take Greg?
That would be me.
You take Greg.
Uncle Greggle's Microsoft predictions. They are, Microsoft announces Xbox One successor, gives code name and some details, but no price or final name for a 2020 release. Similar to path to what they did with the X. 1X is price cut to $299 by year's end, and S model to $149. And three, Microsoft Initiative Studio debuts its upcoming title at E3.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The Xbox One successor. Yeah. Well, it is. The code name is Scarlet, I believe, for the new Xbox.
Yep.
So that's already been done, Greg. And no price, but a final 2020 release. I think that's likely enough. Xbox One X is priced at $299 by year's end, S model $149. I think the Xbox One X will be the sort of standard machine eventually.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
And Microsoft Initiative Studio debuts come up at E3. Okay, so one of those studios that they bought. Yeah, it's not very challenging, Greg. All right, Greg for Microsoft, a new mech game, aka Mech Assault Reboot. Wireless VR announced that will work with the Xbox One X. Halo 6 will get announced for 2018, but will push to 2019. We're good at this. No points. Okay, now well. All right, Mark and Gary.
Mark. Microsoft predictions. He's going to predict first a dickless Xbox One confirmed at E3 and released in October 2019. He's going with the Elite V2 controller announced and released at E3. So looking for a big E3 from the Microsoft studios. And lastly, Microsoft announced at least 5 exclusive games this year from their newly purchased studios. He doesn't want to tell you who the newly purchased studios are.
Hmm. You forgot all the names, that's why.
Yeah.
There was a lot of them, so...
Yeah, well, Dickless seems to be popular. Elite
Dickless controller. Is popular.
Yeah, I think that's...
Never mind.
Yeah.
What did he... Elite? What did he say for last year, that little bastard?
Okay, he predicts a riot. Xbox dropped to $399. I think that's correct. Wow.
Oh.
Elite V2 to start shipping as standard with the X. Peter Molyneux moves to Playground Games to oversee the new Fable game. Please, no. No. Sorry, Mark. You got 1 point there, I suppose. Okay, so that's those three, and then it's me. Okay, so I'm saying for this year, what did I say for last year? Okay, I don't know what I said for last year. I said Scarlet will be revealed at E3 with a launch date set for September 2020. Dickless Xbox One appears sometime this year, and Crackdown 3 is pretty good. A solid 80%, and it comes out next month, just a few weeks away actually. In fact, this year already, I mean last year was a stellar year with all God of Wars and Spider-Mans and Red Deads, and this year you've got things like Crackdown and Anthem and maybe Days Gone and maybe Death Stranding and, you know, Dreams and lots of other stuff. So yeah, that's let me see if I can find where was I? Pages, they printed it wrong.
Cue the thinking music. Brady Bunch.
Microsoft, Larry hands over the podcast reins to a new generation. No. But I have to admit, Larry, Major Nelson, there was a podcast came out this week, and it's been the first one in about 2 months. So we really, the podcast thing is gone altogether. His jackets have just got more and more ridiculous. Xbox One X with no disc drive, cheap for launches at holidays, but stickless again. And the 2018-19 will see Xbox platform secure the place to be for console gaming. Absolutely correct. I give myself a big tick for that one. But that again, that's open to debate. Okay, that's that. What has Kim got to say about Microsoft?
Not a lot, because I pretty much echo just about what you all said. But anyway, I think they will buy a major studio this year that no one is expecting. Like, I'm talking big, major studio. Because, I mean, they've been on a studio buying spree, so what's one more, right?
Like Nintendo?
And, yeah, right? And then I think they, like everyone else said, I think we'll get more information on the new console coming out, so.
Okay. Well, Kim, pour yourself a glass of feckin', right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
I wish.
Sit back. K Kim predicted last year that Red Dead Redemption 2 would be released. Tick. Kim predicted last year that game gifting will finally be open to gift anyone, anywhere. Almost right, half a point, you can gift games to people now in your own territory. Three, wish lists will finally come to Xbox.
Tick. Look at me go.
Oh my God, Kim is a quiz master, and you need one of those big glass balls or two of them. Fantastic. So Kim, well done on last year's predictions. There you are. You got
Who knew?
Ones. Who knew?
Usually I'm pretty crappy at these things, so go figure.
Oh, Gary. Spit it, Gary. Spit it. Go for it.
All right, I'm up. Microsoft, let's see. Reveal, like everybody else, reveal for the next Xbox at E3. I'm going to go with a fall 2020 release date, and they will announce that by year end, not at E3. They want to get this out before Sony. I'm not going to go dickless. I'm going to go a reveal and release for a streaming Xbox, and they'll start to launch that streaming stuff at the low end. I'm going 150, but I'm thinking if they really want to move it, they might go lower, but we'll throw something out there just so we can hold me accountable. Halo Infinite will be a next-gen release title. So we'll get a little more info on that. There we go.
All right. The streaming Xbox, do you think that'll be a thing, really? I mean, the Sony stuff, didn't it not really work that well with their stuff? That is, what is the on the PS4 you can pay a subscription?
Yeah, whatever it's called, something. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I think these companies want to try this streaming stuff, and they're gonna dabble. You got Google, which I think I might even make a later prediction that
yeah,
I have.
Yeah, and I've something heard about Amazon. So yeah,
yeah.
Halo is an interesting one. You know, wouldn't it be? Would it be? Yeah. Well, we were chatting this week. Wasn't there stuff going back and forth about it being like an MMO or like an open world thing or like a hub-based Halo, or
interesting to see. Maybe they do a little more like a Destiny or an Anthem.
Yeah,
be interesting.
And I think some of the chat there was about, you know, there is a story arc going on with the last couple of Halo games and how that all tied up with Master Chef. I could do with some more Halo.
Chef.
It's funny, my son today, for some reason or another, he's sitting on his PC playing on the other Xbox. He's playing. He wanted to play all the Halo games because he sort of missed them. Played bits of them because he was quite young, but he's started from Halo 1 now and he's working his way all the way through. And how he's playing it, like he did with Spider-Man, because the PS4 is here and he was playing it on his PC in the house, he's doing the same thing with the Xbox. So sort of that play anywhere thing is kind of cool. He's using the app. Now.
It is pretty cool. You know, I did the Vita at work the other day, and I was... I was doing God of War and I had to do some stupid finding of treasures and stuff. So I hooked up my PS Vita and did the remote play. It was awesome.
Cool.
It's very, very rare that you'd want to play a game with that thing, I think, because the controls are just off. But it's neat to just do little kind of things like that from here and there.
Got the Vita really
good concept.
Was an awkward control sticks, wasn't it? It wasn't really comfortable to hold in your hand at all.
The Vita?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they are little thumbsticks. I don't know how to do... Like, you know, you press down on them for do things. I don't know how to do that, but for what I need to do, you need little thumbsticks. You got big thumbsticks, I think.
No, I hate little thumbsticks.
All right. And the boss man now, Richard, what have you got about?
Okay. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Right. Microsoft. Okay. So my sources, tell me.
Okay.
I'm not going streaming box. I'm going... I mean, they might show a streaming box, but I'm going actual proper console, the next one after the X. I think that'll be announced officially and releasing this year.
Holy shit.
Wow. Oh, baby, go. Yes.
So they may do the streaming box as a companion thing with it, but I think they're actually going to go brand new console coming out this year. Because we've got the PS5. Things, you know, things are being said about that, so I don't know. We'll see. I said this in the WhatsApp the other day. I think Halo Infinite is going to be a platform. I don't think Halo Infinite is a game.
Yeah, that's what we said. Yeah.
There will be a game with it, like the next Halo. But I think Halo Infinite's going to be like a Destiny thing. So I think the next Halo game that comes out will get like the campaign and stuff. But the online thing, it's not just going to be multiplayer maps. It's going to be like a Destiny thing as well. And I think there'll be this Halo universe that you can play in. I think that's what Infinite's about.
Sort of like a platform sort of thing, like a game as platform. You could almost say the MasterChef collection is like that, you know, because it has all those games in one place, plus the multiplayer and the Forge and all of that sort of stuff. So they expand that a bit more.
I think this is going to be like Destiny. I think there's going to be an actual story and drop in and out, you know, raids, PvE, that sort of stuff. I think that's what Halo Infinite's going to be. The reason I think that is because that tech that they've built, that brand new engine, that's built for open world type big things. Mm. Halo games are levels. You know, sometimes they're big levels, but they are levels. Mm. So it seems like a bit too much effort to go, oh, let's just make, play, you know, Halo 6. I think this is going to be a thing. But we're still going to get the campaign. I think that's just, it's just going to take place. I think we're going to have a Destiny-like experience as well as that. And lastly, for Microsoft, I think they're going to announce Master Chief Collection is going to come to PC. The actual game.
Nice. Well, that's quite possible now with the way that, if you think the way they wrap the 360 games in the app, Rich. So, mm-hmm. you know, they could run the Xbox One in the app as well and run it that way. I don't know. Mm. Yeah, it's like a platform with Xbox rather than just the console, because it's as much PC now as anything. Okay, so last year, Rich said that new Fable will be announced, teased this year, confirming rumors. No release date given. Peter Molyneux will not be there, but we will be interviewed by IGN during E3. I think that bit happened. I think he did offer his services and stuff like that about Fable, but nothing has happened.
No, that was a very specific prediction as well. I don't know what I was doing with that one.
The new Xbox Live membership level announced. Platinum includes Gold and Game Pass. I think that is something that should happen as well, actually.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because to wrap it all together. Yeah. So that's what you said about that, and that's where we are with that.
Boom.
Okay, back to the top. Shall we go back to the top? Here, and we'll go with Rich is going to go with Phil and what he said about Sony.
Sony. For Phil Olson.
Sony.
He says that Sony is going to tease the PlayStation 5, the actual PlayStation 5 console. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, they're not at E3 this year.
Mm-mm.
They're not going to be there. At all, but they're having their own Sony tech event at the end of the year. I can't remember if there's a name for it. I've got a feeling there's a name. PlayStation something. I don't know.
Let's call it Sony Con.
It's PCX.
Sony Con.
PCX or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. So
PSX.
PSX. PCX.
Yeah.
PSX,
so
nice.
That's what they're gonna. That's where they're gonna do their stuff. So they're not gonna be at E3. Number two, he says that the PS4 Slim and Dickless will be released. So we've already got a PS4 Slim. So I think he's thinking we're going to go even slimmer. We're going to go the cocaine and tapas diet, is it? Cocaine and tapas PS4.
That's it.
Yeah. And lastly, he thinks that the PSVR gets a massive price cut in order to compete with the Oculus Go.
Okay. Well, Well, last year he had said that there was going to be an even slimmer, like a Slimmer's World version of the PS4 announced, and possibly a PS4 Pro controller to counter the Xbox One Elite thing.
Well, we did kind of get one. It's just it looks exactly like an Xbox One Elite controller, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Release one, or is it somebody else?
It's an officially licensed.
Okay.
PlayStation copy the day one release to PlayStation Now, but with third-party exclusives. Okay. Well, that didn't happen, I don't think, did it? And following the success of the Switch, PlayStation relaunch a cheap handheld device. No. I think they released, like, a small can opener at CEX. But, no, I'm sorry, Phil. Not terribly wonderful there, but what do you do about it?
Not like him, you know? You can't all be like him.
Yeah.
All right, Greg.
Thank your lucky stars.
Go with Greg.
Yes. Greg's Sony predictions are PSX event held later in the year and officially announces PS5, but Sony held off on specs and price, etc. for 2020 reveal. Two, The Last of Us is delayed until spring of 2020. And three, Sony announces they have purchased Quantic Dream Studio. Apparently they're in a studio buying mood, too.
Yeah.
So what all the cool kids are doing.
Apparently.
So I'm not sure. I mean, this whole Sony and Microsoft thing about the Xbox new one and the new PS5, it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out this year, Gary. You know, will Microsoft take the advantage of being at E3 by themselves to speak about the new Xbox?
The new Xbox, right? Mm-hmm.
Or will Sony gazump them with something a month earlier or straight after it, after they've seen the specs and the price? So, I don't know. It's an odd one. You know, yeah. I suppose there's all this talk about them not going to E3, and should they, they're going to have their own event and have everybody watching them rather than be just another story at E3.
Allows you to make your own thunder.
Mm. And Last of Us 2 is going to be delayed until spring 2020.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, sure, they always take their time and get the game out right, so...
Yep,
and I don't really care if Sony buys Quantic Dreams. That's David Cage, isn't it? Quantic Dreams.
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Last year Greg said that they were going to roll out their own early access program for 2018. I don't think that happened. You can't get early access.
No.
Like a beta things on that. New Siphon Filter game is announced. No. Sony drops Pro price by $50 for the holidays. Maybe happened. Maybe. Maybe.
Don't know.
Maybe.
I don't think they've had any real major price drops.
No.
Right?
No, the Pro? No.
Any of them. They just haven't had a need.
Okay. And Mark.
Hit Mark's here. Yeah, let's see. We got a PS5 announced at a special PSX event held in August. Launches in December 2019. Wow. He's saying PS5 this year. Go, Mark. It's right on there, baby. Let's see. God of War sequel announced for release spring 2020. Boy. Actually, that's a pretty good prediction because they got to go hot off the heels of the success of this. That would be a good move. And Days Gone gets scrapped. He's just going right out there.
Okay.
That is bold.
So the PS5 thing, he's in there as well. August and launches December. I don't know.
I don't see it, but I've been wrong.
Hey, that's what we're here to do—is predict, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it too? Would it be too soon? You know, is there no distinction between the consoles at the moment? They're all blurring. It's like iPhones and Samsung phones. They're again that word again iterations of. You know, mm-hmm. So it's you'd like to have a clear gap. Thinking, these machines are getting noisy. Time to change. Oh, what's the latest hotness? God of War.
How many years are we in now? Are we 4 years in?
I think
was
longer.
It 4 years this fall?
Four or five.
I think, yeah. Because I've had mine 4 years. It'll be five, I think, this year. So.
Wow.
I was reading about the Xbox platform. Was it 17 years? Would that be right?
Up when Halo came out, right?
Yeah.
That would be about right, because I've been gaming about 10 years.
Yes.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
And Days Gone.
But when you turn 27, Gamer Girl 27?
That might have been it, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, Days Gone, there's some bad feedback with Days Gone at the moment, so that's maybe a possibility.
I'm kind of hoping that it ends up being good. It gets all this crap, and then all of a sudden it sneaks in and ends up being a quietly good game. It would be a nice surprise.
It looked all right at the demos at the show when they first showed it. You know, those loads and loads of sprites on the screen all running at you. And there was that motorbike thing. Okay, so last year for PlayStation, PUBG releases 1 year after Xbox version came out. 12th of December or nearest Tuesday.
Pretty close.
Tuesday to that. Yeah, so that was pretty close. And God of War breaks first month sales records of a PlayStation exclusive. I think it done very well.
I don't think it sold great when it came out, did it?
No, I don't know. We should know this stuff.
We're pros, I think, right? Yeah, we're gaming experts.
Yeah.
And I it was quiet.
Yeah. It's got, definitely got, I mean, game of the year and for a lot of people, so.
Yeah, it ended up being my game of the year. When I saw it come out, I was just like, yeah, it's God of War. And then after hearing about it all year and how great it was like, oh, let's try it out. And yeah, it was.
I was in town today with my son, and we went into the smelly shop, the CEX shop, and I almost picked it up. And I thought, no, what's the point? I have too much to play. I've got Spider-Man still to go
Wait
through
for
here.
The sale. Super sale.
It was only like £15 you could buy it for here now, so on a disc, those disc things.
But it was a disc. Everybody's going dickless.
Yeah, I know. But look, it's here. Here I am. I just have to go there. It's done. and a version 2 of the PSVR announced. And it's dickless. Wireless. No.
Nope.
Nope.
No. Good try. I like it. It's bold.
But today I also bought VR headset for £4.99. Actually, Charlie bought it. And he's running around the house now with his phone in it on roller coasters and shit like that. It's like freaking Google Cardboard or something like that there. But he's having a bit of fun with for £4.99. How could you go wrong with that? Okay, so where does that leave us? That leaves us down to me. Mm-hmm. Sony, okay. Death Stranding hits the stores later this year and has very little to do with the demos we have already seen. Kojima does his thing in a weird, wonderful way. Maybe it's not a DHL delivery service game like it looked like in the demos. I don't know. It's his wonderful weirdness. I hope it's as good as Metal Gear, because Metal Gear was awesome and I spent much, much time in there. Dreams is great, but it sells about 3 copies. I don't know if you've seen the Dreams, which is like the game creator. It looks so powerful and so fantastic. And it's one of those things where you'll pick it up and go, oh yeah, I'm no good at making games. Like Mario Maker or something like that there. But maybe there'll be other people creating really good content for it. But I think it's one of those ones that will be fantastic tool, but not great. And Days Gone is a pile of poo I have in there. The PS5 is unveiled at the PSX show, and it will be the best toaster ever. But what I would say is the PS4 titles will be backwards compatible with the PS5. I think there would be a riot if they moved on to PS5 and you couldn't play your PS4 games. I think it would be an absolute riot at that. Robin, what did you say about Sony last year? Oh my goodness, Robin. is that me? Well, I'll claim it. I'll claim it anyway. No. Okay, we get our first rumors of PS5 last year. Sony will announce PS name changes. Well, that's happened. And all PS4s will be Pro by Christmas 2018. No, I just get one thing there. I get one thing. Okay, Kimster.
Alrighty, well, the usual. The PS5 information will be revealed, obviously. And number 2, Death Stranding will be weird and will not sell well.
Oh, I know. I think it'll sell well.
It probably will, but I think it would be kind of hilarious to see it fall on its face.
Jason Johnson will buy about 1,000 copies of it.
Probably. Yeah.
And it will be weird.
It will be weird.
I have a feeling it will be weird.
There will be definitely weird sections of Death Stranding. There's the hoodie back. But yes, it'll definitely be weird. Death Stranding. What do you think about Death Stranding, Richard?
I think it's going to be a Hideo Kojima, Kojima-san, orgasm. It's just going to be this fucking. It's just going to be this crazy ass,
just an ass.
Twilight Zone episode of a game. I think it's going to be like orchestral. I think it'll be quite epic, but I think it's going to be very like weird.
Maneuvers in the dark.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, though. I'm looking forward to giving it a go. Like, it's been hyped to death.
Indeed.
And it's built on the same engine as Horizon, so.
Okay. Well, that's Kim. What did you say about Sony last year? What could you have said? Kim said that they hint at PlayStation 5 late in the year. although that seems ridiculously early.
Mm-hmm.
PUBG comes out this year. And we'll, again, two of our three, we'll finally see a Death Stranding gameplay trailer. So that's two of those out of your three.
God, I'll be damned.
Freaking fantastic. okay, Gary. Sony.
Yeah, my dog drinks bottled water, apparently.
He had a pee.
Great. All right, and my dog had a pee. So there you go. Let's see. Sony, close the freaking door. It's freezing.
All right, I guess we'll be here. Come on.
All right, Sony, PS5 teased no release date. Holy God, that woman is loud. Sorry. Death Stranding released fall 2019, this year, baby. Mm. And unfortunately, I think Last of Us will get delayed early 2020. They do like to wait. I see them, you know, like our Red Dead Redemption. They just want that game to be perfect when it comes out. So I can see another delay on that.
Do you think that's just the style of them, that we expect them to push it back by several months? Is that the sort of
And they've done it before. Mm. They did it with the different franchises. I mean, if you're going to give me a better game because you want to delay it, I'm all in. And
yeah,
I've
same.
Said that about the different people. It really sucks when they delay it and then you get a pile of shit. But not expecting that from Naughty Dog.
Mm.
Never.
Yeah, if a game is delayed and it's a masterpiece, I don't think anyone remembers it got delayed.
Right.
You know?
Right, like Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead was delayed like twice on it.
Which one? The original?
The second one, I think it got delayed.
Maybe there was a bigger delay and then a short delay or something. Wasn't that? All right, Rich. Sony up.
Sony time. Okay, Sony. So I think the PlayStation 5 will be announced. But it will be fully backwards compatible with every PS4 game.
Yep, I would agree.
So that's what I think. Ghosts of Tsushima, which is that Japanese samurai game that we saw at E3, which looks amazing. I think that's going to be a mainly next-gen title, but it'll also be on PS4.
That was a samurai thing, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, with the sky and the leaves. So I think that's going to be a PS5 game, but it will also come out on PS4. And I think the PS4 is going to get a price drop, massive price drop, like $150 or something at the most.
I think that's absolutely correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And last year, Rich said Sparrow HD was announced. Not only was it announced, but that son of a bitch came out.
And do you know what? It's a PS4 exclusive as well. Look at that. Cool. I put it in my Sony one.
And some kind of PUBG ripoff. Yes. So,
like everything.
Correct.
Blackout.
Well, it's a complete copy, but there you go. So it eventually came out. So well done. That was good. That's good.
Thanks.
That's good. All right. So where are we now? Where are we? We're back at the top of the list again. Let's go back to the top. And we're with Phil.
Okay.
And Phil and Nintendo.
So Phil, this year for Nintendo, he reckons that there will be a price drop to £199, which is £80 price drop in the UK. I think it's £279 now, isn't it?
I think so, about that.
£279.
It hasn't really moved that much, has it?
No. He says Donkey Kong makes a return. So I think this year they had Donkey Kong Country. It came out like a new Donkey Kong, but it was like the old one or something. But he reckons there'll be a new game, so we'll see.
I think he's quite being a bit sarcastic with this next one, but yeah, let's go.
Okay. New game using recycled plastic bottles, as Labo was such a success.
Dot. I'm okay.
Black sunglasses come down slowly.
Okay, well, as he said, he did predict in last year that the Nintendo Switch will come down in price. Labo will wither and die. He continues on, but he's on the plastic recycled bottles now. And also, Nintendo will bring back the musical instrument peripheral that the Switch controller plugs into. Well, do you know what, Phil? You might be that far off, because I think Ubisoft are trying to relaunch a musical rhythm game again. So, and they'll be
straight. I actually had that as a prediction for this year and pulled it out.
Well, I'd say that if Ubisoft, they'll jump, because they're always the first ones to jump onto any new platform with a new game. I don't know. I think it's a different time and place for that.
Yep.
I miss that game.
It was fun, right?
Yeah, it was fun at the time. And if I had it now, it would be fun again. But do I want to go out and buy all that plastic shit again? I don't know.
There's nothing worse when people are over and they're like, what is that, a guitar? You're like, yeah, it's my plastic guitar.
Right?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Okay. Right. Hottie, would you please read our Lord and Masters releases?
Sure. Here's Greg's Nintendo predictions. They are, Nintendo stops production of Labo. Well, so they stopped making cardboard. Well, there's a shock. Sure. Then we have the new Switch announced is standalone with no docking station included. 3, new Mario Golf announced.
Mario Golf. Well, we don't have any golf games at the moment, so maybe.
Well, there's Golf Story.
I mean, proper ones like with Mario. Real golf games.
Yeah, sure. Real kiddies golf games.
yeah. Kids want to play golf. I can't. Well, that's not happening. Get out of here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know if they're going to stop production of Labo, because I think it does have a wee market, but not much of a market. But he did say back in 2018 that Labo will be a hit early on. No.
They love this Labo. I never heard of Labo.
But its height popularity will fade late in the year. I think it faded before it came out.
Pretty much.
Fun factor not being there really once things were built. A new Donkey Kong game for 2018. And third-party software sales will start to mimic Wii sales. I don't know. I think there is quite a lot of shovelware on the Switch already. But I think it's been very well supported by third-party developers. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people love it for the indies and the so smaller little platform games. The likes of Celeste and stuff like that there are coming out the day and date with everybody else. So I think it has found a place as a really good platform to play AAA games on and the little games. But yeah, shovelware. Yeah, there is shovelware there, definitely.
Yeah. But then it's weird because they've got the shovelware. Then they've got like the amazing Mario games, like New Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe, which is the longest name for a game I think I've ever heard in my life. That's like one of the best in the series, believe it or not, the 2D series.
Is that the one that's been advertised on TV at the moment then? Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a launch title for the Wii U, and they've re-released it for the Switch with a few extra little bits. It runs at higher resolution as well, and some people say it's one of their favorites in the 2D series. But they've got games like that, they've got the shovelware, and then they've got like Doom. What is the Switch? It's just so weird. It's a thing for everyone. Although Doom looks like shit, it's like 480p.
I gotta say, I've had one for so near enough launch time, and I hardly ever use it. I've taken it on holidays with me, and it's stayed in its case. I think it was brought out for maybe half an hour once, but the kids are starting to use it now. But they use it in here. I have two screens behind me, so there's an Xbox one behind me here as well, and another one set up for multi consoles. And it's on Switch, but they're playing Fortnite together, so they can play Fortnite together. So one on the Xbox and one on there. But I still don't fancy the kids running around with it. You know, my eldest son had it in the house, and they were going, "Hey, Robin, where's the Switch?" And Joshua had it, and they had to carry it from the house over out here into the cave. And I'm going, "God, jeez, don't drop it, please." So I don't think it is like I've said it before, it's not a DS. It's not something that just takes a lot of abuse and you can kick it around. Would you want to treat a Switch the way DSs are treated? I mean, everybody has a DS in their bottom drawer somewhere, which has been wrecked and covered in stickers and writing and God knows what all. The cat has licked it. I watched cat videos. Is it true that cats are frightened of cucumbers?
No.
I don't know.
No, we've tried it.
Look up on YouTube and see cat videos. So people come along, the cat's eating, and they put a cucumber behind it. And it was like this video with like, you know, the cats against the cucumbers. And it was like cucumbers 1:12 to 6. So the cat's turned around and jumped out of its skin when it seen the cucumber. I will have to try this.
We tried it with ours, and they weren't asked.
I will have to have a look at this.
Use the human anatomy, see what happens.
Oh, God, you might lose something.
Just keep those nails in.
Okay, we're at Mark and Nintendo now.
Mark, Nintendo. Mm-hmm. We're going to read it, right? What his predictions are. You're looking up his last year's. I'll read his this year's. Switch XL announced for release holiday 2019. Is there a Switch XL today?
No.
All right, so he's expecting a Switch XL and a release this year. Holiday. Good. Nintendo, Red Dead Redemption 2 announced and released by holiday 2019. That's a nice one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Labo gets dropped like a soggy cardboard box on a wet day and is brushed under the carpet, never to be mentioned again. I don't know. I never heard of Labo, and you guys have
seriously,
it all over the place.
You don't know what Labo is. Labo is like a...
I have no idea.
It's like a modeling kit. So right. It's cardboard. You buy 50 quid cardboard, 4 or 5 sheets of cardboard, and it has...
By real cardboard?
Cardboard. Yep. Real cardboard. And you fold the cardboard into a thing that looks like the shaft of a fishing reel, and you put one of the little controllers into the end of the fishing reel.
You guys are fucking with me. Stop
and it.
It
has a
no,
reel.
No, seriously.
And then there's other one that you build a steering wheel out of cardboard, and you put the screen in. And there's ones then that are little, you make a spider insect and you put one of the side controllers in it and it vibrates and it moves the spider around the room. And it's cardboard. And it looks great to build. But again, my kids would have it destroyed. And there's 50 quid for the cardboard. Gone.
Yeah.
And Mark said last year for Nintendo that Switch gets a price drop to $249.99. Maybe now and again on a sale. Nintendo released a new Mario Winter Olympics game. Good lad, Mark. That's it. Keep a shovel, we're coming. And the Switch Pro X gets announced. It's a Switch capable of 4K. No, sorry, Thumb. That didn't happen. But you think it's going to happen. Or a different version of it. Okay, so for Nintendo... On the success of Zelda, I think they're maybe going to work on a new Zelda game. Now, this is maybe too soon, like God of War, but I think with the success of the Switch and being like Amazon, we've mentioned this before, that you know, in the top 20 sales of the software that sold in 2018, the top 6 or 8 titles were all Nintendo Switch titles. Yeah, it's stuff selling well. I think there's going to be an updated version of the Switch. Mostly iterations. So there are some real downsides to the Switch, okay? So, for example, if you're running low on battery power and you're playing it with the Pro Controller on a stand, you can't plug the USB-C into it because it's at the bottom. It's underneath it. You can't stand it up with the charge cable in it. And that seems really... weird, you know. Mm-hmm. They could maybe have the USB-C at the back or underneath one of the controller slots or something like that there. Maybe better grips, better battery life. That's just the Nintendo way, you know. They move and all of the how many different versions of DS happen, maybe a bigger screen version. I don't know. So yeah, that's what I said. I think they'll take a big step forward, they need to, with the online store and multiplayer support. Again, my kids are asking, how can I speak to my friends when I'm playing Fortnite on the Switch? Well, you have to have an app, and it's an app, and it's an app, and a Switch. And I think that N64 Mini is going to be a thing.
I can see it.
Yeah, it would be cool. I would have one of those.
I would get one of those, yeah.
I've got a big one there.
We know that. Damn, I've just got a text message in. Okay.
Did Greg DeLacy commit suicide after the football game? No.
God, he never listens. Please never listen. This is a friend of mine who lives now in Scotland, who we knocked about with when I was 21, 22. And we probably fiddled around a wee bit. We never went out properly. But somehow or another she's reconnected with me and she's having trouble with her hubby. And she's thinking about moving back here from Scotland. And that's a text message to say, I've had a horrible weekend, had a big argument with, I'm ready to move back and out. And what do you think? And I don't want to get involved with this.
At midnight on Sunday? What are they, crazy?
dear.
What the hell's going on over there?
Okay, for me, for Nintendo, I said...
Somebody wants your cucumber.
I shed. Yeah, that's the frightening part about it. Yeah, and I'm doing nothing to support this. Yeah, but anyway, I wish her luck.
She'll be afraid.
The 3DS platform will roundly be announced as dead. I don't think that actually happened. New Donkey Kong game. Why are we all addicted to Donkey Kong games?
Donkey Kong.
New but old, playing on the classic style as seen in Mario Odyssey. I would have loved that. And a Switch 2 version will replace the launch model with minor tweaks and improvements, which is the same thing as I'm saying this year as well. So, there you go. That was what I thought about Nintendo's. But Kim said stuff as well. What did Kim say?
Well, I said
Nintendo's?
One thing, you know. I think there'll be a, I think like everybody else, I think they're going to release another, not maybe version of the Switch, but kind of like the PlayStation Slim and like the X. I think there's going to be another Switch out where maybe they kind of rejigger things around and you know, do some things differently. So,
did you say rejigger?
Yes, I did.
I like that word. That's a big word in our office these days. Yep. Rejigger.
And that's it for my Nintendo predictions because, it's Nintendo.
Because Amiibos weren't officially discontinued. But you were ahead of the game. You said that Nintendo 64
really?
Mini was on the cards.
Huh. Go figure.
Go figures that. Go figures. And we're done.
She's good at this shit.
Your man Gary.
I'm up. I got nothing because I don't play Nintendo. I've never played Nintendo. So my prediction, even though my boys just bought a Switch, was I won't play a single game on the Switch this year.
So are you not getting Labo? Now that I've described it.
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting Labo. I'll make that too. No Labo for me.
No Labo.
So I'm easy.
Gary, I'm going to explain Labo to you in a language you'll understand, right? Do you remember a few years ago, I'm assuming you guys had it over there as well, when you'd buy a Happy Meal, the box would unpack and like you'd cut bits out of it and make like a castle or something. The kids would like, that's what Labo is. It's pieces of cardboard that you put together in different ways to make a robot or a piano or something. But it, you play it with the Switch.
That's crazy.
So, nuts. But yeah,
actually
it's
a pretty good idea.
It's weird, but it's Nintendo.
Didn't
pick up. Yeah.
Probably because I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's next? Is it me?
That's you.
Yeah, you're up.
Okay. You're
up. Oh, good.
Kill it.
Now, you might see, I kind of like Nintendo.
I do know that. I have nothing against it. You're just, my generation, I mean, Robin's different, but it just kind of missed me.
No, it missed me too.
I played Donkey Kong on the arcades and that kind of stuff. But then when consoles came out, I was done with consoles and chasing girls, I think.
I was doing both. I was doing the... Well, I suppose Commodore 64. I went that way. And the
Spectrum, I did Commodore 64.
And the small personal computers at home. But I missed out all of those. So I'm sort of catching up and going, oh, plug it in. Put these games on. Oh, that's what they look like. Okay, I've got it now. So yeah, I
just a 69ers, Rich. There's no, it's not. I have nothing against them. My kids played with the Wii.
I have had,
there you go.
I have.
I can remember my son playing Super Mario Galaxy for hours upon hours upon hours and watching the world turn upside down. I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
I started to catch up on Nintendo when the Wii came out again. So I think the Wii was my reintroduction to console gaming again.
Wow.
There you go. Maybe a hacked Xbox original, and it.
I still call the Switch the Wii on accident. And my son, who just bought it, looks at me. He's like, "Dad, I'm sorry."
Yeah, really.
So
how dare you,
Rich? What do you got?
Yeah, so I think they're gonna bring out Wind Waker HD for the Switch. It's got to happen. They might even do Twilight Princess as well because they're both running on the Wii U already. You know what I mean? It's just file save as Switch game, isn't it?
Mm.
So that easy. So I think we'll see Wind Waker HD. The 3DS is not going to be dead. I think they're going to announce new games for it this year. we're going to get new titles for the 3DS.
I think they're still coming. I think, I mean, again, shovelware and bits and pieces, but, you know.
But I think we're going to get a Nintendo game this year.
Really?
A first-party game, yeah. We'll see. We'll see. And the other thing is a Switch revision. I think we're going to get a Switch revision. I'm not sure if they'll do, like, an XL yet. I don't know. But I think we'll get, like, a new version, and it'll be, like, mm-hmm. the Slim. It'll be have, like, longer battery life. It'll be, you know, better heat dispersion, such as Joy-Cons will be slightly better. And there'll be a price drop on the old one. I think it'll go down to at least, you know, at the most 200. It might even go to, like, 189 or something.
My only real complaint about the Switch, as far as the hardware is concerned, is the stand is crap. It should angle more. Yeah, because mm-hmm. it breaks off at the back when you push it back. It's meant to. But it's that USB-C thing where you can't plug it in and stack it up. I don't think you need a slimmer one. God. Maybe a folding one.
No, I mean, it'll be like the Slim, won't it? So it'll be a new chipset inside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. It'll be a bit skinnier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and it might have like a, maybe have a bigger screen or a better type of screen, maybe. But I think it'll be like around the same size, but probably less chunky. I mean, you've just been talking about a TV that rolls up like a newspaper.
Yeah.
They can do crazy shit in Japan now, I tell you. Well, LG's Korean. Sorry, that was racist. So yeah, what was my Nintendo last year?
It was one of the new main series of Pokemon games for Switch will be a remake of one of the originals. Well, it was a Pokemon game came out on Switch and it went
Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee. It was a remake of Pokemon Yellow.
There you
go. I think I got that one.
Well.
And last year you also said Zelda TP Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
And Wind Waker on Switch.
Oh, God.
You've been dying for this free.
I'm still waiting. That's the only thing that's why I haven't bought one yet. I'm waiting.
I've just noticed we have a Santa Claus on our screen.
Uh-huh. Yes,
yeah,
we do.
Thanks for letting me
Don't
know.
Worry. It's all right. It's best
I don't want to leave Santa.
Santa.
Oh, dear. Okay. Right, so where are we then? We are at the bottom.
At the bottom. Top, right?
Let's go to the top. Let's go to the top. Let's go to the top.
Back to the top.
It's Phil, read by Rich.
Okay,
so this is a third party, some other bullshit type predictions now.
Yep.
So he says, call it. Yeah, you see. He reckons, number one, at least three AAA games go cross play. So I think he's.
I wonder what he means by cross play. Does that just mean basically Xbox and PlayStation? Or I guess so, right?
And he's thinking probably along the lines of like a Call of Duty or a Madden or something, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's thinking. Yeah. Number two, Steam loses the AAA game market share due to other publishers launching their own vending platforms. So he's talking about the Epic Store there.
Yeah.
And what game was it this week that was said that was only going to be on the Epic Store on PC?
What
was it?
Oh.
Is it their game?
I forget. But
it was a Ubisoft game.
Wasn't Division
2.
Division 2, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I think
so. Division 2 isn't going to be on Steam. It's going to be on the Epic Store and the Uplay Store. So.
And Destiny is only on Battle.net. So, you know, that shit happens.
What?
And last of all, he said OCD&D. This is okay. OCD&D goes from strength to strength. Dwarfing, pun intended, the listener figures of OCP and making us all millionaires with our own TV show, branded cookies, and deodorant soap on a rope.
Woohoo!
Pope on a rope.
Yeah, I think he was. And for you Yanks, by cookies, he means the ones that are like round biscuits with chocolate chips in them. He means cookies. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, last year. Yeah, and again, it's amazing. Like last year, Phil was here last year, which is great. And this time next year, Gary, you'll have predictions.
I will have predictions about dickless consoles.
So last year, he said at least three AAA games will go crossplay. No, that can't be right. Let's go to the next page. Last year, Phil said that more AAA games will have Battle Royale modes. Ding! Correct. PUBG won't come to the PlayStation in 2018. Oh, wrong. DayZ still won't have come to the console. I think DayZ is now in early access on the Xbox, so sorry about that. I predict that Kim's predictions will be rubbish. Not a real prediction. So well. Best prediction ever. Now, going back to his real ones, Steam loses the AAA game market share due to other published launches and vending platforms. Do you know what? I don't think they'll still be the main thing for PCs. You know, you'd be the main PC man. Oh, and you and Gary as well. You're big on PCs. But I think it's getting chipped away at now. No?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bethesda's not doing PC on Steam anymore at the moment, are they? So, like, Fallout 76 was exclusive to the Bethesda launcher.
Yeah, BattleNet, wasn't that what it was?
Yeah.
It kind of really sucks. It just, I'm looking on my window here, and I got Origin, Uplay, BattleNet, Epic Games, Steam. Right across the top, it just... I hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it. But it's what they're doing.
There's too many.
It really is. It's a pain in the ass, isn't it?
And the problem is as well, I'm not usually one for moaning, as you know. I don't really moan about stuff.
No, you don't.
But what pisses me off the most is when you need two because one talks to the fucking other. So you get Far Cry 4, I've got it on Steam, but it opens Uplay as well, but I need Steam open for it to work.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of dumb bullshit.
Business idea. Right. Rich. Okay. Kim, graphics. Gary, marketing. Richard, coding.
Yes.
Me.
I'm in.
I'll just sit back.
Just look handsome like you are, you bastard.
Let's design a wrapper that wraps and pulls all of them from Epic and Uplay and all the bits and pieces into one and Steam all in the one.
Do it like a cardboard box.
Yeah, so it's like one piece of software, one portal that gathers all of the stuff together in one place.
There's already one or two things that do that, you know. We should probably look into using them, or at least seeing what their features are, so we can come up with better features.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody. That's a good idea.
Oh no,
write that one down.
Of course not.
Write that one down. Okay, so Greg is read by a hottie.
So I hear. Here are Greg's general predictions. He says, Epic Game Store grows into a serious competitor for Steam. Valve announces new game exclusive to Steam, likely not Half-Life 3, even though it should be. CD Projekt Red gives release date for Cyberpunk game, and it's 2020 and cross-generational with current and next-gen hardware.
Epic Game Store. Okay, that's more of the same. Valve announces new game. Well, they still say they play games. And CD Projekt Red, Cyberpunk. Do not underestimate the Cyberpunk. Cross-generational. Okay, so that happened with quite a few things, didn't it? That happened really badly with Call of Duty, but it happened really well with Grand Theft Auto.
And
those sneaky buggers.
Dragon Age Inquisitions was cross-generational, too.
So that's what's going to happen. And again, it's that iteration thing, isn't it? So the graphics will improve. It's again, even right now, it's like the Xbox One and the PlayStation Pro and the standard one. You do see a big leap with the Xbox One X and graphics. The Xbox One looks great right now, but you don't really notice it. All the little faster loading times, better graphics, more P's, all of that. And I'm sure that's the same thing with the 4 and the Pro. So I'm going to take another leap on. Cool. Last year he said that PUBG will hit 10 million on Xbox by year end. It did, and over 60 million in total, and I'm sure that's correct as well. VR will continue to be a device of experiences. What is VR? Is that like Labo?
It's like Labo with wires.
With very few big full-fledged games released for it. So Resident Evil seemed to be the game of choice, didn't it?
Astrobot was pretty big,
which was a demo sort of thing as well, and that other one that Stu Fowler keeps on talking about now, well, not Thumper, the lightsaber dancing one, the rhythm game.
Beat Saber.
And the last one, which I am sad about, and which we were quite excited and hoped that this was going to be announced, was that Greg said that it was going to be a Tom Clancy Splinter Cell game. It was going to be announced, and it didn't happen with Michael Ironside.
There's rumours. There are rumours.
There's another idea. We could do that too.
Yeah, we'll make that game. Well.
Make that happen. Okay, Gary, what did Mark Wright have to say about
Mark, he made this, instead of general, he made it PC. So let's keep that in mind. He said, Steam feels the pressure from Epic Discord. I forgot about the Discord store. Epic Discord and Battle.net stores and gets more competitive with their rates to devs, which we've seen kind of everybody kind of feeling around there. Red Dead Redemption 2 announced and released by holiday 2019. He didn't say, but because he made that a PC title, that is for PC. And crossplay really takes hold in 2019. A majority of all multiplayer games embrace it. Pipe dream, I know, LOL, lol.
So,
but he can wish.
Keep the term embrace in mind here. Okay. So, last year you said there was going to be a third map announced for PUBG. Well, that was a big prediction, Mark. Yeah, it happened. what did he say about Red Dead Redemption this year?
It's PC released by holiday 2019.
Okay, so last year he said the PC version of Red Dead Redemption 2 gets released by September 2018.
He just keeps saying it every year. One year he's going to be right.
one year. And
well, at that time, wasn't Red Dead Redemption slated for what, March for consoles?
I think it came out
January, I think, was the start of it.
And then it was supposed to, yeah.
Yeah, and then it got pushed and then pushed. Yeah.
And all right. The PC community rejects 4K. I reject you, 4K, and embraces...
Fuck you, 4K.
I embrace the UHD displays. Ultra-wide HD.
I have ultra-wide, and I will tell you, it's awesome, but general people do not...
Embrace it.
No, but 4K. I've embraced it.
Did you talk to your PC friends and say, yeah, you got 4K. I reject you.
No, my stepbrother really tried to talk me into doing 4K, but when I see those ultra wides at the stores with the games, I had to have it.
My new LG TV. It goes up, right? But you can make it come down a little bit so it gets the, you know, where you get watching CinemaScope. And you get the black bars, so it gets ultra wide. So
I'm going to Robin's house next time I'm over there.
So, and finally, Mark says for PC, boom. Okay. okay, so for me, turn, general stuff, Cybercunt.
Wow.
Sheevers. Yep. Cyberpunk 2077 is the game of the year for 2019. Now, saying that there's no release date for it this year or not, that's a big prediction. I think Cyberpunk is going to be kind of cool. And if it's anything like Witcher in space... Oh dear, I can't believe I wrote this down. Someone, Valve... It's going to have a new headset that can be used for VR, but it also renders VR games in 4K or higher. So I don't have to get a big TV. I get a really good quality headset. Stick it on my head. Ignore it. Amazon include an app with their Fire Stick, which allows the streaming of a console to any TV in the house. So I think this is more under this Google stuff that you mentioned, Gary, and all of that sort of stuff. That I did have a line in here about... I took it out, that TVs will start to have PlayStation streaming or Xbox hardware sort of built into them. I think that's been in the background. But I think an easy way first would be, you know, an app on Fire Stick, just like the PC at the moment. Like my son's playing Halo through his PC, streaming from the Xbox. And I can't imagine it being that difficult that someone like Amazon or Google starts to stick to that into their devices.
I really think someone will hook up with the TV company, you know, maybe like a Vizio or, you know, Sony obviously will probably do it with the PlayStation, but I was trying to think of somebody that was a little bit off, like a Microsoft or somebody like that, that might pick something like that up.
I also said Half-Life 3.
we can wish.
Yeah, and cross-play is kids play. So anything that should have cross-play should be there. So any multiplayer game, third-party stuff that's on everything, we should be able to play it together. We really should. It's not a big problem. Let's not do that. So last year I said the number of people complaining about Battle Royale modes will eventually match the number of copies sold of players on Unknown's Battlegrounds. At least 20 different versions. Blizzard will launch a new Diablo. It's coming. Bethesda will launch a new Elder Scrolls game. No, not yet. Major publisher, Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, EA will suffer a major publicized data breach. Did that happen this year? Was there a data breach this year?
There was an Elder Scrolls announced. You got that right.
Oh, did it? Good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was announced. We don't know what it is or when, but it was announced.
Anthem is delayed to 2019. Well, that I wrote the time of writing this, I put in brackets, oops, we just made the news. And Anthem's coming very soon. And that is a big, mm-hmm. big thing for those guys. I've got that right. And Valve will be sold. Nah, didn't happen. Okay, so we're now with Kimster.
Alrighty. I think Red Dead 2 will come to PC, and I think it will bring Red Dead Redemption with it. So, just a thought. And I think now that there's actual competition, I think Steam will now have to rethink their developer split, or more developers are going to leave them in the dust. Three, there will be some Fable info revealed this year, I hope. I pray. Four, someone will pick up The Wolf Among Us 2 and make it. I pray. And a personal prediction is I will finish Red Dead 2 and The Witcher 3 this year.
Go so for it.
I can do this.
Bold. That is bold.
Right?
Yeah.
The boldest on two one consoles? Yet. Huh?
Are you going to finish it on two consoles?
Red Dead 2, yes.
No.
Because I have it for both consoles.
I know.
So.
I know.
One of the things that made me happy this year or last year, Kim, was you actually mm-hmm. finishing all of the Banner Saga. Now, that was mm-hmm. a mammoth task. Nothing on the scale of these games.
So you're being hopeful. I am, because I fired up The Witcher 3 the other day because Tony wanted to play it, and I actually missed that game, and of course I haven't finished it yet, so it's kind of, you know, it's kind of brought me back to going, maybe I should finish this game. So,
last year you said Diablo 4 would be announced.
And it was sort of.
Sort of, almost, maybe.
Yeah. They hinted at it anyway, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, okay. Gary, what do we got for the general market?
All right, let's go. I'm in with the Red Dead Redemption 2 on my PC. I'm waiting for that so I can play it. I'm going spring.
Spring.
Mm-hmm. Spring 2019. and I do like that little nugget, maybe a little Red Dead Redemption 1 as well. That would be sweet.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be cool. Google Project Stream begins summer 2019. Huge success. AAA titles available in fall.
Yeah, that's under that thing we're talking about, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Project Stream, what makes it different?
Well, it's Google. I'm seeing, you know, maybe web-based browser, or we could do it on a Fire Stick if they don't have Fire Sticks, so it would have to be Amazon. Oh, no, it's Amazon.
Yeah,
so
yeah, Google.
What's Chromecast.
Chromecast. Yeah. Get a controller, you connect through Chromecast, and you're streaming games. Google mm-hmm. Google does lots of stuff. So
I think definitely in some parts of the States where they have really super, super, and even parts of the UK now where they have super, super high-speed access. Like, I mean, Rich, you have lots of megs, and I know Mark has millions of megs. Coming in, that it makes sense. You know, there is a market for that now. And what's Epic? Well, what?
So I'm on with the multi, the cross plays, but I think Epic's mm-hmm. going to drive it because as a developer, they're really putting the tools in there. I'm wondering if maybe they re-release the original Gears, like maybe like all the first, what they do, the first three, right? So maybe you re-release it true cross platform or something like that to try to get things going. Trying to come up with something different here, you know, be a little bit bold, but yeah. Epic's going to be behind this crossplay. It's either going to be an Epic game or an Epic.
I think Gears of War would be a stretch, seeing it being so close to Microsoft, but at the same time, seeing Microsoft are being all lovey-lovey and with Nintendo and stuff like that there, you know, being the nice people, why not do something like an older title like that to woo everybody in? We are platform.
Yeah, so let's see. That's all I got. I got nothing from last year.
Okay, no, didn't. But
I predicted I'd be on the show by year's end and kill two more podcasts.
You worked at it.
I did it. I killed two now, and I got
in the
on
chat,
one.
And I'm sorry. And thank you, Rich, for killing someone.
Yes, thank you, Rich.
Nerd Allegiance is there. He's saying, "Yeah, bring back Fable, woohoo!" And the World Among Us, That's the oldie English version of it. And either Netflix or Don't Nod. What is Don't Nod? Netflix?
That was the one behind Don't Nod, I think, was the one behind Vampire, right?
Ah, right, okay. Netflix or Don't Nod will pick up The Wolf Among Us. I hope you're right. I love The Wolf Among Us.
I do too.
Okay, so Rich, what did you have to say about PCs?
Okay, so this year we're going to get a Starfield gameplay trailer from Bethesda, probably E3, and it'll come out next year, and it'll be on next-gen only consoles. Mm. It won't be on the current. Secondly, CD Projekt Red, I think they're going to have a downgrade controversy. That's what I think. I was recently reading up again on the Witcher 3 downgrade stuff, and it did happen, by the way. It was a real thing. So I think they're going to be in the same boat, but because Cyberpunk 2077 looks like absolute fucking amazing. It looks so good. There's no way that's a real game. They just can't look like that. It's just not true. I don't believe it. And I've said that Red Dead 2 will also come out on PC this year. I have a feeling, though, it might go exclusively on Epic Store. I'm not too sure, though, because the player base on Steam, like the sale numbers, Rockstar want money, don't they? Take-Two want money. But you've got to play through Rockstar Social Club anyway, so it doesn't make a difference which store it gets sold on. So It might go Epic Store only, who knows?
Yeah, well, if I was Mr. Epic, I would want it there, because it's going to sell no matter where it is, you know?
And let's be honest, if there's any PC gamers waiting on Red Dead 2 and it is Epic Store only, they're going to buy it. All these dickheads that you see online now saying, oh, Division? Yeah, I ain't buying it now. No, they're going to buy Red Dead 2. No one's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Don't nod. You know. Don't nod as Life is Strange. Yeah. That
would be good. That would be good. But Destiny 2 and Battle.net, I mean, you know, yeah, the same thing. People are like, oh, it's not on Steam, but if you want to play the game, you went and got it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, Steam was the only place because it was easy to do and all of that there. But now these other ones are becoming easy to install and easy to update as well. So, you know,
it's easy. But you know what's nice about Steam is all your friends are there. And then you got to re-go get friends on every other one of these things if you want to play with them. That's what just sucks the most.
Plus, it's got the forums. It's got the, you know, all the pages. The community stuff's all on there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look on Epic Store now, they've said they're going to work on it, but it's so bare bones. I don't even think they've got forums. I don't even think they've got like proper friends community stuff going on. It's basically just like a store. It's like what GOG Galaxy was, basically still is. There isn't really anything.
I think, Rich, we need like to come up with like some sort of chat thing that you can do video, which is good for podcasting as well. It's video and it has chat groups and chat forums, and you can have chat different things. And we'll call it Dickcord.
Discord.
It's the future.
What if we also sell games on it? What if it has a store as well? That's a good idea. Might as well.
Get Discord. Let's get them to release a AAA this year, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't Discord then just expand and add a shop on as well?
Might as well.
That's a good prediction. Was that on your last year's prediction?
No. Okay, and...
What, my last year's? Did I have any?
Bethesda announces a new Elder Scrolls game with a 2019 release date. It's set in Dominion. Dominion province, such as Valenwood. And after Skyrim events, Thalmor ruling. Those are words. You put them together.
Those are some words.
Something, yeah. After Skyrim events, Thalmor ruling.
Does that make sense basically,
to you? I know what you mean.
So what happened with Skyrim? They had the Civil War, and the reason for that is because the Empire was losing its footing. Cyrodiil was losing its control over the Empire and the Aldmeri Dominion. The Thalmor people, it's that sort of stuff. So the Thalmor will like take it over. So it's gonna be like a war of two empires. That's what I think the next game is gonna be, rather than like. We went from like Civil War, and now we're gonna have like War of the Empires, a bit like Elder Scrolls Online, but that takes place like thousands of years ago. But a similar thing.
Okay. We also said,
Rich, are you gonna mod again for that, or are you kind of not gonna have the time to do that kind of stuff? You think?
I don't even know. I might not have time because I've got so many things, so many games. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. Maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay, and you also said that fuck a duck. We didn't say fuck a duck. You said that EA announces a new single player IP at E3. No details. Rushed because of recent backlash. I think that must have been about Star Wars, was it?
Yeah. I don't think that happened, did it? They haven't announced any new IPs yet. Hmm. Big single player like stuff.
So
but we'll see.
Have we done everything?
No.
We're back to the top.
We have done predictions,
we are
maybe.
Back at the top. Yeah. We're back at the top of the piles. Now, I just want to have a wee check at something here because I don't know if we did or we didn't, but I want to have a wee look at Twitter here because I was trying to do it on the PC and it didn't want to come. Okay.
Everybody's talking about Labo.
Yeah, my goodness, there's... yeah.
Yeah, we asked the community what they predict, didn't we?
Okay, so Xbox will have more exclusives than PlayStation. Winky face, tongue stick out. That's from Cybul Steven. Ooh. And Womble. Saint Nick. Anthem is going to come out in February. There you go. And there we are. That's what people said on some Twitters. That was
hell of a prediction there, Womble.
That was late in the day. That was late in the day. I don't know. I hope that 2019 is as good a year as 2018 for gaming. I think we had a fantastic year for games this year. So I think it was kind of funky. Funky. There is one thing that I would just like to rattle through. And we'll have a good laugh. We'll have a good laugh. Fraser Moores...
Oh, gosh.
He departed us. But Fraser Moores had some productions last year. And he said, Nintendo had a minor design changes to the Switch, but no price breaks. Amiibos are officially discontinued, and the Nintendo 64 Mini. Sony, he said, the standard PS4 is discontinued. PSV 4 D2 announced. And Jak and Daxter, please, finally. And Micro Dollar Soft, the standard Xbox One discontinued. The Xbox One gets a price drop. Microsoft finally announced their four-end VR. What's VR? And Game Pass doesn't live up to the, hype. Sorry, Fraser. Think it does. So that's what Fraser said. Well, so blame Canada for everything that didn't happen in that in 2018. Right, here, we're running for quite a while. Kim, can you look up... Sorry, I'm sort of jumping in here a wee bit, Richard, as well. You look up the Shatters, apart from the guy we kicked out.
Yeah, I missed that guy entirely, so...
And I think we need to start to wrap this up a little bit here, Rich, in the closing notes sort of time, yeah?
Of course. So, do we have any Shatters, Kim?
We have a few. We have Apricot, Droop Fruit, whatever, Commander Ruth, Root, Ebleth TV, Nerd Allegiance, Polizai, Pablo Plays Video Games, Skinny Seahorse, RCGC, Cogwhistle, Elon Musk. I kid you not, there are that many zeros, O's, whatever. Energy Z Bot, Host Giveaway, Slow Cool, VNK, and Virgo Pros.
And we also banned two twats, so...
Yeah, yes. I totally missed those, so whatever.
Thank you.
Ban Hammer. Yeah, so basically that's it for the show. Just want to remind all the listeners that we stream live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. real time, 5 p.m. and 4 p.m. in the US, whatever. I don't really know. They run on a fucking leprechaun time over there. Who knows? if you like us and you want to leave us a review, we do still take iTunes reviews. We read them 4 weeks later. It's on time. We do have a few clubs as well. There's a podcast club on the Xbox One, OC Podcast. There's a community on the PS4. There's one on Steam. There's one on Discord. There's one on Epic. There's one on GOG. There's one on Origin. There's one on Ubisoft, Uplay. And we also have a Pigeon mailing list if you want to sign up for that. Closing comments. Yeah, exactly. Closing comments. I don't know if anyone has got any shout-outs. Does anybody want to give a shout-out?
I'm going to shout you out, Rich. Because I got a nice little note with a code on it, and it took a game off my wish list on Steam, Metal Gear. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was going to go bed the other night, and I just decided to start looking through my Steam wish list, folks, and give away some keys that I had for games that I didn't want. So,
that's awesome.
Metal Gear, I had a duplicate. It came out in me humble, but I'd already bought it.
Ah.
Yeah, so I saw it, and I was like, do you know what? Gary's going to love this.
I fucking love it. Yeah, it's on my list. I'm playing Horizon Zero Dawn right now. I'm going to do Spider-Man next, and then after Spider-Man, I'm jumping over to Metal Gear, baby.
Solid Five? Yeah, the latest one, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're going to struggle.
I can't wait.
Like me, I struggle with it for a little while until you get your head around it, but Jesus, when it gets its claws into you, and when you get your balls into it, holy crap, that is one hell of a game. It's fucking awesome. It's just, I dreamt about that game when I was playing it. So good.
Well,
I hear it runs really well on PC as well. So
does it?
Yeah, apparently it's really well optimized. So that's going to be good. I'll have to try it myself.
For me, the Pipers That Are Down, Get Well Soon, Phil's Wife, Mark and Greg's Hangover that's coming. Nicole, hope you're doing well. And that's about me. Thanks very much, everybody. A lot of effort. Not a lot of effort. 10 minutes of predictions are put together every year for this. But it's always nice to go back over what we've done and see where we are. And we just want things to be good. And thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks to all the people that listen, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be doing this. And that's Kim's line.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah, so there you go. That's me. I'm done.
Kim?
Alrighty, I want to shout out you guys because, you know, it's always fun. And Robin's already thanked the listeners and the shatters and all that. So, you know, thanks you guys because that's why we do this thing. Shout out to Mother Nature. If you could stop with the snow now, that would be great. And shout out to me because I'm surprised I did so well in the predictions from last year. Go figure. Anyway.
Who'd have thought you knew about video games being a woman? That's the stereotype,
isn't it? It's a shock, isn't it?
That's the stereotype. And you smashed it out of the water. Fucking hell.
Well, somebody will complain that, you know, I've slept with somebody to get my predictions right, probably.
Who? Yeah. Shuya Yoshida. The PlayStation. Anyway, if you want to send us an email, you can send us an email at podcast@ocpod.com. Send us an email. We'll read it out on the show. You can send us a tweet at @OC_podcast. You can go to our Facebook page. We've got a small URL. It's fb.ocpod.com. We're on Mixer, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitch. We're all over the place. Is there anywhere we're not?
Here's a bit of Nicole, just to remind you.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello, my fellow podcast family.
Anyway, sexy. Let's get the hell out of here. Okay.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, goodbye.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.